Suri sat alone, with a sword across her lap, staring at what most would call a dragon. Suri felt the weight of the black bronze blade on her lap and considered going closer. She would have to release the creature eventually, but tomorrow always seemed better than today. Someone was approaching from the ruins of the fortress across the blood-stained clay. Malcolm.
Tell me something. Is this it? Was that all?
Malcolm had revealed he could see the future, and she didn't know how much more she could take.
You'll have to be a little more specific.
Arion believed that if the Fae knew Arun was capable of the art, it would result in peace between our peoples.
She nodded in the direction of the Gilarabruin.
Well, the Fae saw it with his own eyes, so the war should be over. Is it?
Malcolm sorrowfully shook his head.
No, it's not.
Then why did you...
Suri's eyes teared up.
If you knew it wouldn't be enough, then why sacrifice Wraith?
You already know the answer to that. The Fane's forces would have overwhelmed us, and everyone would have died. Wraith saved us. You saved us. And?
And?
It was necessary for what's yet to come.
Suri, I sent a message to the Fane during the Battle of Granford, asking for peace.
Arian's message?
Yes, exactly.
And?
This is what has just arrived from the Fane.
She unrolled the note.
Want stop fight. Meet Avamparatha. Send one. No send traitor Frey. No send rune leader. Send rune Miraleith.
They want you to travel to Avamparatha, and you have to go there alone. In some ways, that's good. I suspect a delegation would take a long time to reach a consensus. If it's just one-on-one, we'll have a better chance. You've done far more than anyone, and I have no right to ask.
I'll do it.
This could be a ploy. The Fane knows what you're capable of, and this may be a trap to eliminate you. I think you should take some time and think about...
I said I'll do it. I knew this was coming. I've been waiting for it. Well, not this exactly, but Malcolm asked me to stay, and he said I would know why when the time came. This is it. Arion gave me wings. It's time for me to use them.
I'm Tesh, Primus of the Northern Legion, and commander of the Harward Advance.
How far is it to the tower?
The tower?
Tesh glanced at Edgar and Brigham, who flanked him as they pulled off their gear.
Avamparatha.
Oh, don't worry. It's too far away to harm us.
How far is it? Can I get there before dark?
Hold on. You aren't planning on going there, are you?
You can't. Even if you were painted in the Orinfar, it's too dangerous.
Persephone wouldn't want you getting anywhere near that tower.
Yes, she does. She's the one who sent me.
Why?
I'm going to talk to the Frey and end this war.
You can't be serious. You go near that tower and they'll kill you.
Suri smiled at him. Then she looked eastward again.
It's okay. I was invited.
Suri slowed her pace as the road entered a clearing, and it was there that she first spotted Avamparatha. She expected a dark, frightening silhouette marring a star-filled sky. What Suri saw instead took her breath with its beauty. Gripping Tura's staff tightly, she waited to see if the ruler of the tower would attack. The Miraleith knew she was there, understood she was waiting. Suri felt a giant eye glaring at her from inside the tower. There she opened her arms and hummed. Suri liked to start weaves that way. She didn't need to anymore, but it did balance her. And a little counterweight helped, because the power from the falls, while not as powerful as it would be if she were inside the tower, still delivered quite a kick. She wrapped her staff on the stone, and it replied. Drawing from deep underground, she compressed it, thinning the rock much in the way Gifford made Pot rise from his spinning wheel by squeezing the clay between his fingers. Suri directed the stony cliff to reach out toward the tower. Halfway across, Suri looked down at the raging river. Hearing a roar as water flew over the edge, she sensed a reluctance that bordered on terror. Suri aimed for the broad balcony in front of her, the one with a large set of double doors. The sides of it had railings, but the front had been left open as if it were an official dock. When the two sides of the bridge met, Suri paused, cringing. When she wasn't struck dead, she shrugged and walked the remaining distance. Stepping onto the balcony, she felt an odd sense of relief, especially since she was now squarely in the jaws of her enemy. The roar of the falls was muffled by the building's platform, and the wind was blocked by the tower. This left the little space in front of the large doors oddly quiet. Taking but 3 steps forward, she felt an eruption of power so strong it made her dizzy. A loud cracking erupted behind her. The tower's stone returned to whence it came, and the rest of Suri's narrow bridge collapsed and sank.
Welcome to Avampartha. I am Jerrit.
The war between the Ruun and Frey peoples has dragged on for 5 years. Following her destiny, the mystic Suri takes it on herself to enter the stronghold of the enemy to negotiate peace between the two races. A sudden betrayal will put at risk the lives of everyone she cares about, as secrets are unlocked and myths become reality. In Michael J. Sullivan's Legends of the First Empire, Book 4, Age of Legends.